that's right. It's time for me to be at the diner, and I wish I may come up with a wish today. There you go. That's a little not bad here today. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, the one with the craggy voice right at this moment. Sitting across from me here this afternoon, Trey Ward. How you doing today, Trey?
Very good, Ann. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Also have Frank Elliott. How you doing today, Frank?
Doing good. Just trying to stay warm.
I'm telling you what, this weather is unbelievable. And it was last year about this time that we were getting ready to talk about the first Make-A-Wish concert. And, Trey, it looks to me like you've outdone yourself with the entertainment you're bringing to town here this time.
Well, we've got some great people coming. I just hope that we'll sell some tickets. We hadn't sold a lot of tickets at the box office yet, and we really need to sell some tickets because the donation comes from the ticket sales. We do have sponsors that pay for the cost, and they're basically paying for the travel cost of the songwriters that are coming. And the songwriters aren't being compensated in any other way. Just we pay for their airfare and their hotel rooms, and everything else has been donated.
Right.
We've got several restaurants and sponsors that are feeding them and while they're here. And the $12 ticket price.
That's pretty reasonable.
It's reasonable, and 100% of it goes to Make-A-Wish South Carolina. It stays in South Carolina. So all of the money goes to, that you when you buy a ticket, goes to Make-A-Wish.
You know, I remember last year when this was the first one, and, of course, we're going to talk to AJ in here in just a second and explain how all this got started with Make-A-Wish. But I can remember standing there in the lobby after the show when he'd done about $1,500, right? And everybody was really excited, the fact that they'd raised that much money. And then Annette Whitley donated an extra $500 to it. So it made it over $2,000 that it did for the first concert. You know, that was just such an awesome feeling out there in the theater when that all came together that night.
That's right, and that was a good donation. And we're hoping it will surpass the $2,000 mark this time. You know, with events like this, it usually costs about as much to put it on as you take in. So, I mean, that's probably going to be true this year, too. But, yes, we were glad to take in that extra donation. And, of course, Annette's husband is Dr. Chuck Whitley.
Mm-hmm.
And Make-A-Wish is close to him because he's a pediatrician.
That's right. And, of course, Annette owns
Lakeland's Hardware and Peak Paints, which is the Benjamin Moore paint dealership here.
And I think you're a very good customer over there, aren't you,
Trey?
Oh,
yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we're just giving out a few plugs here this afternoon. Well, AJ, you were a recipient of Make-A-Wish originally, and that's kind of how this all came together. Are you excited as we get ready to approach the second annual Nashville Songwriters Benefit here?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. And how did you feel last year when all this was over and all the hype and everything, and you'd raised over $2,000, and then did you take it up there to them and give them the $2,000?
I can't remember if I took it or not. I think my dad did, but I was surprised about how much we got, and I was excited to do another one.
Yeah, so, Frank, you know, when they do a Make-A-Wish for a child, I understand, because we actually had a couple of the gals from Make-A-Wish down here with us later in the year. One of the things that they told me, it costs between $5,000 and $7,000 for each Make-A-Wish. So that $2,000 was almost half of one wish here in the state of South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's you know, I have used the term, you know, wanting to give back, but I think the better term would be, you know, just pay it forward. You know, anything that we can raise, I just think, you know, I think Trey's committed to trying to continue this as long as it'll work. And but yeah, you know, just what we raised last year was just a portion of what the average wish would cost.
That's right. And there are so many children across the state of South Carolina. And the other thing I understand is it takes a pretty good while to put together a wish for a child. I mean, they have coordinators. Did you work with somebody, AJ, that was trying to help you decide what you wanted for your wish?
Yeah. We had two or three people that came to our house and talked to us about the whole thing.
Yeah. And what was the wish that you wanted?
I chose to go to Disney World just to see what it was about.
And I understand you wanted to do something for the whole family when you went, right?
Yeah, I had an older sister, still do.
I'm so excited about that.
She's 2 years older than I am. And then we just had a younger sister around that time, too. So it was a good experience for the whole family, I think.
And I think one of the things that you were saying, that you wanted to do something because it had been not only hard on you, but hard on the whole family.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is what makes Make-A-Wish so special, is that they do try to do things specifically for the kids that are involved. Now, AJ is at Westview, and you may have heard his commercial on the radio. In fact, I understand we're going to be playing it during the first break here, so we hope you listen in and hear AJ on the radio. But it's coming up this Saturday. That's right. Put this on the calendar. Gosh, that would almost be one of the first events of the year, wouldn't it, Trey?
Yeah, well, it's certainly the first event at GCT, and I don't know of any other thing that's happening this year.
So that from that standpoint is pretty cool. Now, who is coming this year? Last year you had Rich Fagan and Kurt Fortmeyer. Kurt's a very good friend of yours and very entertaining.
Yes, he is.
He is. And Rich put on a great show last year.
They're both really great entertainers. Now, I have to admit, I've seen Melanie Cannon before, but I've never seen Buddy Cannon entertain. I've seen him play on the Opry with other people on the Grand Ole Opry, you know, seen clips or television where he played, but he's not really a front man. He's not the guy that's out front. He's the more the behind the scenes guy.
Well, he's written some pretty big songs, hasn't he?
Well, I refer to him as Nashville royalty. I don't know if there's anybody else in Nashville, and we were discussing before we went on the air, I don't know if I've ever remember anybody this big in the music business coming to Greenwood before. Now, I know he's not a household name, and we've had, when the Civic Center, when it's in its heyday, we had some big performers come there. But as far as somebody that has been in the industry this long and made so many different careers, written so many songs, produced so many songs that we all know, I don't know if there's anybody like that can touch him.
Well, one of them that he co-wrote George Strait's 2006 single "Give It Away," which won the Country Music Association Song of the Year award. So that was pretty big.
Pretty big, and it was, I think it might have been George Strait's 50th number one song. So it was kind of a record breaker.
Yeah. He does have a tendency to have a lot of good songs, doesn't he, Trey?
I think he might hold the record for the most number one.
I think he might. Hey, I tell you what, we're right here live from Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Trey Ward, Frank Elliott, and A.J. Elliott, just having a good time. Getting ready to get a call in from the one and only Buddy Cannon. So certainly hope you'll stay right with us, and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, talking about the Nashville Songwriters Benefit for Make-A-Wish right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, and one of the premier talents coming here. Buddy Cannon is on the line with us, and Trey is here. So, Buddy Cannon, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. Trying to stay warm.
Is it
cold?
Cold
down here.
It's cold over there, too, huh?
Yeah, it's around about 1 degree above zero when I woke up this morning.
Gosh, we were warm at 6 degrees then.
It was 7 degrees on my front porch.
Was it?
Daylight. Yeah.
Well, Trey, you know, you know, Buddy, and y'all have. What would you like to talk about?
Well, there's so much to ask him about, and we're just so glad that he was so gracious to come here. And like I said, he's really just doing this out of the goodness of his heart, and just for travel cost, and we really appreciate that. And I'd like to ask Mr. Cannon about, I know that the projects that he's working on now, and he's been the producer of choice for Willie Nelson for the last two records, I think, that he put out. And also, I think you're doing a record with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. It's going to be a duet record. Is that right, Mr. Cannon?
Yeah, we've been working on that for a couple of months now, and it's really coming together, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, I've been working with Willie quite a bit, but this is my first chance getting to know Merle Haggard in the studio, and it's really been a lot of fun.
When is the record going to be released or come out? Will it be in the spring?
I don't know an exact date, but I would say sometime mid-year probably.
That'll be really good. I'll look forward to that. And I know I've been a Willie Nelson fan all my life. Has he ever let you play Trigger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I pick Trigger up and playing very carefully every once in a while, you know, but that's an amazing instrument.
Yeah, for people that don't know, that's Willie Nelson's famous guitar with the hole in it. I think it's a D29 Martin, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know the model number, but it's a classical guitar.
Yeah.
It's a nylon string guitar.
It's probably next to Bill Monroe's Mandolin. It's probably one of the most famous iconic instruments in America.
I would say so. Probably the world.
Now, I know that, you know, little Jimmy Dickens just passed away here a couple of days ago, and you spent the day at the funeral. Have you got any good stories you can tell us about little Jimmy Dickens?
Oh, you know, I was not as close to Jimmy. I was around him a lot over the years. I've been here like 42 years now, and early on, I had the pleasure of doing some quite a few shows that Jimmy and his band were on, and he was just funny as heck. You know, I mean, it was like he was just a hilarious guy to be around, you know. And there's really nothing in particular I can think of. Everything, it's all jokes. I mean, you know, he was a great singer, but if he hadn't been a singer, he could have been a successful stand-up comic, you know.
That's what I remember about him most, too, you know, driving late at night and trying to tune in WSM and getting a fuzzy signal, and you'd catch his set, and he'd tell joke after joke on before every song.
Do you think?
Yeah, he'd tell the same ones every week, and you know, all the Opry members would just stand over on the side of the stage and watch him tell the same joke that they've heard him tell for 40 years, and they're funny every time he tells them.
You don't have to take my picture, lady. I'll come sit on your dresser.
Well, you know, that's what makes it so special, is to have known all these types of people through the ages. I mean, as you look at, well, I know, Trey, you think that Nashville is changing in the music and everything, but to hear some of these old musicians and their music and everything really is a treat.
It is. I hope it'll stay around as long as it will, because I'm not really a big fan of what they're doing on country radio now. But one thing I wanted to ask Mr. Cannon about, and maybe something a lot of people don't know, is you know, Duck Dynasty's real popular right now.
Right.
And Mr. Cannon, you did Duck Dynasty's Christmas album.
Yeah, I did that last year. We actually were recording that in August and September of 2013, and that was a lot of fun. You know, those guys, I got approached by Universal Records about, you know, asking me if I wanted to do that, and they were like riding the crest at the time. I mean, they're still very, very popular, but just when they called me about it, it was like they were at their absolute hottest peak, and so I said, yeah, you know, the guys, they aren't singers, you know, the couple of them, one of the wives, Missy, who is married to Jay, she's a good singer. And then Willie's like a good karaoke singer, you know. And the rest of them are just, you know, they're not singers. They're duck hunters and wives and kids. Missy and Jace's son, Reed, is a really good singer. I just recorded two new songs on him, actually. But it was a lot of fun, you know. We picked out some songs, and the way we recorded the album, they were in the middle of taping their show, their next season of the show, and I cut the music tracks here in Nashville, and then I would go down to West Monroe, Louisiana, where they live, and there was a studio down there where we would bring those guys in, and they would do all. They did all the singing down there.
How about
in Louisiana?
That?
And it was pretty wild having all those guys in the studio. One time, one session, I had 26 of them in there at one time, all the way from 3 years old up to Cy and Phil. You know. Everybody in between. But it was a lot of fun. They were great, great people. I really enjoyed working with them. You know, they're pretty real. I mean, what you see on TV is,
what
that's
you get.
Them. You know?
Well, that's pretty good. That's a really good story.
That is a good story. Now, you know, I just wanted to ask you, buddy, when you look back over your career, you know, what really stands out is as something that you accomplished that maybe you never thought you would accomplish, and it happened?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know, I always wanted to produce records, and when I finally got the opportunity to do that, you know, the first record that I ever produced wasn't number one, but it was a top five song, a song called Cadillac Style on Sammy Kershaw. And then after that, you know, getting to write songs, sing songs, play music with people like Vern Gosden and George Jones, Mel Tillis, and now, you know, I've been working with Kenny Chesney now for 18 years, you know, and it's just crazy. All of it. I mean, I'm still, every day I still get goosebumps when I just stop and think about what I'm doing, you know, and it's what I used to dream about when I was a kid, just being able to be in music, you know, and I can't believe here it is at this point in my life, and it's all I've ever done.
Well, you know, that's so neat, because now you're coming down here with Make-A-Wish and help bring some wishes true.
Well, you know, when Trey asked me about doing this, you know, I don't play a lot of writer shows. A lot of people around town do it pretty regularly, but I just don't do it very often. But my daughter, Marla, who has had a bunch of really good songs recorded, she plays real often, and Melanie works, she has a little band that she plays around town with. And so they play out quite often, and I do occasionally, and every once in a while I will book a little show like this somewhere here in town, and once I get past the butterflies, it's fun, you know.
I can't believe you have butterflies doing that, but what did you think about your daughters when they decided to go into the business? Did you try to discourage them, or did you think it was a good thing?
You know, if somebody gets bit by the music bug, trying to discourage them is not, there's no point, you know. It's like a disease. If you get it, you got it, you know. Melanie, when she was about 14, 15 years old, Vern Gosden was one of our neighbors. He lived just around the corner from us, and he was at my house two or three nights a week, and me and him and Melanie would just sit around a table and sing, you know, sing harmony. We must have sung the chorus to George and Tammy Wynette with Golden Rings a thousand times sitting at my kitchen table. We'd just sing the chorus, and then Vern would show Melanie a new harmony part, and we'd just he's really the one who, you know, told me, he said, man, he said, she's got a really unusual voice. You need to work with her. And he's the one who kind of opened my eyes to the fact that she had a different sounding voice, you know.
And she's coming down here this weekend, too.
Yeah, she'll be, me and her and Marla, and we're bringing a friend of ours, a guitar player named Whit Jeffords, who's a crazy guy. He'll be a lot of fun, too.
Well, Well, we sure are looking forward to you coming down here. Trey, you got anything else? Because we're kind of up against a break here. But have you got anything else, Trey?
No, I just want to thank Mr. Cannon for doing this. And we have no idea how many tickets we'll sell or how well it'll turn out. We've promoted it as much as we can, thanks to people like you here at WCRS. And just thanks to Mr. Cannon for it's a long trip. I've made it a bunch of times, and I hate it. I hate that trip. But
Hey, we'll have a good time. We're looking forward to it, and the girls are too.
Well, we really appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night, and maybe, who knows, over here in my studio Saturday morning when I do a show called Trash to Treasures, Old Classic Country.
Just give me a call. I'll be glad to.
All righty. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's hear South Carolina news, what's left of it, and then we'll be back, and we've got another caller coming in here, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Right. How you doing here this afternoon? We just had Buddy Cannon with us, and, you know, probably a name you may not be familiar with, but Trey, what awesome, awesome talent you're bringing right here to Greenwood.
Yeah, he's a really big Nashville fish. So
I mean, Duck Dynasty Christmas album, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really popular.
Yeah,
I don't really watch the program, but, you know, there for a while, everybody was wearing fake beards and...
Yeah, that's true.
You can still go down to Cracker Barrel right here in Greenwood and get their record that he produced.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so much more than just that. That was kind of a fun comment. But same with Bill Anderson, Jamie Johnson, God, George Strait's 2000 single, 2006, Give It Away, Mel Tillis, Billy Ray Cyrus, gosh, Vern Gosden. You know, you have got to go to this concert just to be able to say that I saw Buddy Cannon, and his two daughters are going to be there. But not only are we going to have these two guys or three people here, plus an additional musician, but Steve Goody. Now, what can you tell us about Steve Goody here, Trey?
Well, I've known Steve for a few years, and I've gotten to know him in a more personal way. I think to play at the Bluebird Cafe, you have to audition. And I think I auditioned in 2006. And I started playing there either in 2006 or 2007. And you have to be invited back and everything to play there. And they usually invite me four or five times a year. And oftentimes, Steve is a host there because they have shows seven nights a week. But Steve normally hosts on Sunday night. And I've done a lot of Sunday nights. I played some, other nights of the week there too. But Steve's always there on Sunday night, and he's a hoot. because he introduces every writer, and he has this little spiel he goes through. I'm going to do it to him tomorrow night, to where he says, what's your favorite color? What's your lucky number? And then whatever holiday it's near, whatever. What's the New Year's resolution you're going to break first? Something like that. And he always puts you on the spot when you sign in, and then when he introduces you, he...
Yeah, some info to put out
there. Yeah, he goes through all that stuff, and he always does it in a funny way. So he's actually a funny guy. I mean, you can YouTube him at the Improv in California and some other places. And I don't want to really compare him to Weird Al Yankovic because sometimes I think Weird Al is weird. But
okay, there you go.
But he writes a lot of parody songs and just things that are funny. Like I remember the first time I ever heard him when I because usually on Sunday nights when he hosts, he'll get up and he'll do songs too. And the first time I ever heard him, I just doubled over laughing because he's got this song called the NASCAR song. And the lyrics to it are, go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left.
Right.
And, just stuff like that. And I just doubled over, laughing about it. And he writes about current events, like when they had the BP spill. He did Old Black Water, he did a parody.
Oh, okay.
He did a parody on that, Old Black Water, about the oil washing in New Orleans and everything, and it was really funny. So that's the kind of stuff he does.
Well, that's real talent. You know, I was reading his resume here. He says was the comedian, writer, singer, director, and producer. Steve was a founding member of Monty Python. I like somebody that pads their resume here a little bit.
Knighted by Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, right. And Queen Elizabeth, which he was knighted in 1972 at the unprecedented age of 6. When I started reading it, I was going, wow, this is really impressive. Then he went a little too far when he talked about Queen Elizabeth. So he's supposed to be on the phone with us in just a second. But let's see, he entered the Federal Witness Protection Program, began a new career. Gosh, I tell you what, we got to get this guy on the phone so he can tell us a few stories. All right, so he's going to be calling us in just a minute. Is he going to introduce? Is he just doing an act, per se?
No, he's going to be like the opening act.
The opening act?
So he'll do about an hour worth of music before Buddy Cannon comes on.
Okay. And how long do you think the concert's going to be? It starts at 7.
Starts at 7. We kind of hope it'll be over around 10 or 10:15 because, you know, nobody wants to sit for 3 hours in a chair.
Right.
But hopefully it'll be a very good 2 hours worth of entertainment for $12.
Sure. And, you know, the other thing is afterwards you actually get to talk to the artist because will you be doing that again out there in the...
Yeah, I hope so. That's what we have plans of doing. Now,
right.
I don't know, like last year, Rich Fagan, he's a performer, you know, he performs all the time. I don't know if Buddy Cannon will have any CDs for sale or anything because he doesn't make CDs of himself. He makes
makes
them for other people.
Sure.
So.
But still, they'll be out there and you can meet them and talk to them and this type of thing. That's the nice thing about the Greenwood Community Theater is it is an up-close and personal venue.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they've really started doing more, you know, they don't have to let us do this.
Right.
You know, they're a partner in this also because they're not charging us anything for the theater or anything like that. So, you know, they're being really generous to help us too. Everybody has helped us so much, you know, for free.
That's right. So that's why it is so important that the people come out and I guess Lindsay's been trying to call. So I don't know whether Steve's not going to give us a call or we've got to mess up on the number or something, but I tell you what, let's do. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to see if we can get Steve on the line. If not, we're going to come back here. We've got great entertainment right here. We got Frank Elliott and AJ Elliott. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, Nashville. Songwriters benefit from Make-A-Wish, South Carolina. You know, I think it's pretty awesome when a young person and their dad say, we got to get together and do something to give back. And I think the more we teach our children how to do that, the more better they may be as adults. What do you think, Frank?
That's right. I mean, they follow us more by example than what we try to tell them. So they have to see you doing certain things, you know.
Right.
Compared to smoking cigarettes. You know, if you smoke, we tell them not to smoke. They're probably going to smoke.
That's kind of a conflict, isn't
yeah.
it? It is. Well, I do believe we have Steve Goody on the line with us. Steve, are you on the line with us?
I'm on the line with you.
How are you doing today?
I am well. I am freezing, but I am well. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Hey, I understand that you were knighted by Queen Elizabeth at the age of 6.
That's correct.
You know, I am so impressed to meet somebody that has been knighted by the Queen. What was that experience like?
I was 6. I don't remember it all that well.
Okay.
She had a firm handshake, and I wet myself. That's really all I remember.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. So I understand you're going to bring us quite a show down here to Greenwood.
Quite a show.
Yeah.
Yes. Very much looking forward to it, and it's for a really good cause, too.
It is for a really good cause. So we've got Trey here. Trey, what would you like to ask Steve?
What's your favorite color?
You've just been waiting.
And your lucky number.
This, haven't you? I changed those questions, by the way. You haven't been to the Bluebird in a little while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will answer them. I will answer them fully when I see you Saturday.
Yeah, I was supposed to be there Sunday night, but because of this event, I had to call them and say, give me another date because
okay.
Just too much to do.
Well, you missed a good one, but I'm sure whatever the next one will be a good one, too.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, I understand you like to do parody songs.
I do. I like to take otherwise perfectly good songs and screw them up. For my amusement and hopefully the amusement of others.
And how did you get into doing that, just out of curiosity?
Oh, it all probably began when I was about 8 or so, reading Mad Magazine. They actually had, I don't know if you're probably not old enough to remember, but they had song parodies written out. They didn't bother to sing them or record them. They would just type out new lyrics to songs everybody was familiar with. And I still remember the first one I ever saw. It was a parody of the song Yesterday about being in a school band and about having no gift for this. The first line was something like, Yesterday, music teacher swore I'd never play. Now I'm in the band and people say that I'm the teacher's protege. And that just struck me as so funny. You can change the words to other people's stuff and they can't stop you. So I just did that.
Steve's got the hot dog song.
Yeah, which is not a parody. It's just disgusting.
It's a disgusting song about making hot dogs.
Okay. Well, what do they tell you? If you want to eat hot dogs, you better not be where they're making them, right? Like sausage?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, he tells us all the truth. The truth about Oscar Mayer.
It had to come out.
And let's see. There's a NASCAR song that's to go straight, take a left, take a left.
Yeah, I did notice that they tend to just turn left, although I have since asked a couple friends from Australia. It turns out down there they turn right. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're upside down, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to remember. Tell us the story of how you came to write the great work, O Black Water.
Well, the year was 2010, and the Gulf oil spill just happened, and some wise guy songwriter friends of mine and I got together over the internet, some people that I've never actually met but that I worked with many times doing funny songs, and we said we need to come up with something, and no funny ideas were coming to us. It's hard to be funny about a tragedy that's in progress, let alone one that's recent. I mean, this wasn't over. It was still, you know, it was months before it actually was contained, and it's still actually right now still not over if you ask me. But it did finally occur to us that the Doobie Brothers song Blackwater was a fairly good fit because, you know, black water, you know, water turns black when you put a lot of oil in it. And so we just wrote and wrote and wrote, and still does pretty well, even though, you know, it's not the big story anymore, but there's still, you know, tons of oil at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, so people still respond to it.
Well, I know we're really, really, really looking forward to you coming down here and sharing some of this comedy and parody songs. And,
why, thanks. Me too. And I don't know if Trey has mentioned this to you, but I'm actually going for a Guinness World Record of most comedy lyrics sung in 1 hour.
And are you doing that here in Greenwood?
Yeah. That's my big plan for the show. I'm going to cram in as many fast, ridiculous songs as I possibly can. I'll pause every now and then so everybody can breathe.
Now, yeah. Do you still do a lot of stand-up work? Or?
Not that much. I'm the resident wise guy at the Bluebird Cafe on Sundays, as you know. Occasionally, I am asked to do a stand-up thing, and I will. And I mix a little bit of it in with the songs. There will be some stand-up in this show on Saturday, but mostly just ridiculous songs sung way too fast.
How many songs do you have to sing to accomplish this?
Well, I have 24 on my list, and if you do the math, that's a little over 2 minutes per song. So it's going to be a challenge. I don't expect to get them all in, but I'm going to do the best I can. If the audience is laughing too much, I will ask them to hush so I can get back to, you know, cramming words in.
So this is really a serious event. Is that what you're telling us, Steve?
Extremely serious. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, we sure are looking forward to it, and we're going to have to probably cut this a little bit short. But we sure appreciate you calling us in, and we'll look forward to seeing you down there Saturday night right there at Greenwood Community Theater.
Yeah, me too. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. See you there.
We'll see you there.
All right. Go, Steve Goody. He's the one with the voice that's actually recorded a liner that we've been using right here on the radio. That
oh,
sounds
I
pretty
forgot.
Cool.
I forgot that he did that.
Yeah, he did us a liner that sounds really good. He's got a really good radio voice. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about. Well, first, let's just talk a little bit about Trey, since we're talking about music and everything. How is your music doing?
Well, I haven't done a whole lot this year. I've gotten a few cuts.
Well, I mean, it's early this year.
Well, I guess I'm talking about 2014 because we just got to 2015, but I didn't do as much or have as much going on in the last year. I did get a couple cuts on, you know, with bigger artists that are coming out in 2015, and I'm going to make tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Off of it, but haven't really played that much. You know, the economy has been depressed for so long, and I do think things are getting better now, but, you know, people just don't, I guess when hard times, they just don't hire bands and
they don't
have entertainers. And I've got this thing. It's not that I won't ever do anything for free or do things for charity, because I do. But I've got this thing about, you know, I'm not going to come play at your restaurant or your bar while you sell drinks and do it for free. And during this depressed economy, that's most people that are playing out is what they're doing.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that you have been doing a lot with charity, though, I mean, you've been working with the Railroad Museum, working on the cars.
Yeah, we did the 2102, the old P&N, which was a car that was owned by Duke Power, and it was built around 1902. And, you know, the museum's been closed, and nobody could tour it because of lead paint and asbestos. So this car didn't have any asbestos on the interior, so we were qualified to go in and deal with the lead paint and repaint it. So we did that, and we donated it completely. And we also just did the interior of the executive car. It was a car that was made by Duke Power, and it was used to back in the day when railroad transportation was the way to go. The Duke Power executives rode on it, and the governor and other people, and so I can't say that we donated that completely, but we did it for a deep reduction in price. And so we've helped them get two cars open.
How many cars are there total for them to do?
Gosh, I think there's an engine. There's the 2102 that we did. There's a Pullman passenger car. There's a dining car. There's a Pullman sleeper. There's a caboose and the executive car. So how many does that make? Six or seven?
Six or seven cars, yeah.
Yeah.
So they've got so two of them are done.
Two of them are done on the inside.
Okay.
Now they just let a contract out, which I didn't bid on, because it also includes asbestos abatement, which I'm not qualified to do. So they're going to be restoring the outside of several of them.
Wow.
I mean, they're going to restore all of them,
right.
But I mean,
it's going to take
this
years.
Is going to just the asbestos abatement and the work on the outside is several hundred thousand dollars. So,
wow.
And that's actually probably cheap.
Yeah,
you know.
That's still pretty awesome, though, to have that right here in Greenwood.
Oh, it's a great thing, and I, a lot of people out of town, I guess, don't know about it, but
eventually they will when they
restore
it.
I mean, it's incredible to walk on a dining car. You know, it's got a full kitchen in it, and the plates are still there that they used to use, and you know, the tables and everything, and people actually ate on the train, and then behind that is the Pullman sleeper, and that's just. To me, it's mind-blowing. You know, you see these old movies of people
traveling by train,
sitting in these train berths, you know, in these little compartments, and it's just amazing. You know, they got beds that fold, you know, their couches, and then they fold into beds, and there's a toilet and a closet, and you know, all this stuff.
All the amenities of home.
Yeah, in this little tiny place. I'd really, really would love to take a train trip on a train like that and go somewhere, you know, overnight.
Yeah. Well, they have them now, and it's something that really has come back to the fore. Well, I think it's great that you've donated so much, Trey, and you're to be commended for doing that. But we got a little bit of time left to talk about this concert that's coming up, the Nashville Songwriters Benefit for Make-A-Wish. It is at Greenwood Community Theater. Now, you've been very quiet over here. What grade are you in now, AJ?
Seventh grade.
And when did you have cancer?
When I was eight, so second grade.
Second. So... You're still cancer-free. That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you ever worry about it?
Not much anymore. I go back regularly to get checkups and things, and most of what they do now is just make sure that there's not other related health problems involved. They're pretty confident that it's not going to have a relapse.
How's that make you feel, Frank?
Oh, it's great. Like you said, they've assured us that they're very confident that... that the cancer won't come back. Like you said, they just check for side effects from this treatment that he had.
The drugs and stuff that they had to do.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah, you know, it really is amazing when we look at what is happening on cancer research and the genomes that they're using, and using your own genes and your own defense system to work against the cancer. It's amazing what's going to be coming down the pike, and just phenomenal. I think it's phenomenal that you want to do something so that other children can go on Make-A-Wish events. You know, one of the things that I remember is they've given a grand piano to someone. They've given a swimming pool to a child that wanted a swimming pool. The grand piano, I remember that story. They actually, he came out onto the stage in Greenville. You know that person?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Met him at camp.
You met him at camp?
Yeah.
Yeah? What, so did you know him after he got the piano?
Yeah. I really haven't talked to him since. I just met him at camp one time. And then he told me that he was on YouTube. So I looked up his name on YouTube, and he was playing piano in front of everyone.
And was he good?
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good. You know, that's the kind of stuff that really gives me goosebumps anyways. And Frank, what do you think about what you did last year as far as an experience and doing it again this year? How do you feel about everything?
Well, I think last year exceeded our expectations. We didn't really know what to expect, but we thought it turned out great, and we don't know what to expect this year, but I just encourage people to come out. Not only will you be supporting a great organization, I believe you'll be seeing some great entertainment. For $12, I don't think you'll find anything for $12 that you're going
to
get.
I want to drive home the point that, you know, the $12, a lot of charities, you know, you hear all this stuff about how the money doesn't go to charity. Well, me and Frank have bent over backwards to make sure that this is all above board and that 100% of the money that...
So your $12 goes to the charity.
Your $12, you might as well be writing a check to Make-A-Wish, because it goes straight to Make-A-Wish in South Carolina. In the state, it'll be used for a wish, to grant a child a wish in this state.
Yeah, I think that is tremendous.
Even if you can't come, buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. But, yes, buy a ticket, or, you know, you can even make a more donation than $12, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no problem with that if you want to pay double for your ticket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, or if you just want to. We've had people from out of town that says, hey, I can't come that night, but they've called the box office and bought two tickets. And, you know, they're part of the tickets that we're giving you to give away.
Sure. And we are going to have some tickets to give away. We'll give those away tomorrow on Giveaway Friday, and probably see what we can have for Saturday morning so we can give away some of those Saturday morning. But this is an awesome opportunity. I mean, I don't think sometimes we realize the quality of entertainment that is going to be here this Saturday, because it's so unusual to see that talent coming here, isn't it, Trey?
I think so. I'm just glad that we're able to do stuff like that here in Greenwood. You know, this Civic Center's been scuttled. I remember when I was a child, you know, you'd have Charlie Daniels and Hank Williams Jr., because they were huge,
right,
you know,
then,
figures,
yeah,
in music at that time. And we just don't have anything like that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do it.
It's not you're trying. You are doing it. You are bringing it here. And I think y'all are to be commended for doing that. And I know that Make-A-Wish is just thrilled that there's something happening in this area to help children with wishes.
Yes, they are. They've been receptive. They're excited about what we're doing. We're dealing with some new people this year, and the couple that came to our home and asked AJ what his wish were, they're planning to be there Saturday night. They weren't able to come last year, so I'm excited about that, seeing them again.
Well, check it out Saturday night. That is Saturday night. Nice early time, too. I like the fact you're doing it at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I'm an old man, so I got to go home and get my sleep.
All right, but your beauty sleep, right,
lots,
Trey?
Lots and lots of thanks to WCRS for always supporting us and helping us with this.
Absolutely. We love doing it. Well, don't miss it. Saturday evening. Tickets are only $12. You can call the box office, 229-5704. Is that right? I think it is.
I think it is.
229-5704. Is that right?
It's on the ticket.
On the tickets? Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Can we see it on? Yes, 5704. Good memory, Ann. 229-5704. Call the box office. Get some tickets. Even if you can't come, if you can donate $12 or $20 or $24, whatever you can do, it certainly will make a difference. And if you can be there at the end when everything's over and they see how much they've raised, It really makes you, gives you goosebumps to see it all. Trey Ward, thanks so much for coming out this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Ann.
And Frank Elliott, thank you for coming out this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for bringing AJ right here with us this afternoon. AJ, are you going to be there at the concert Saturday night?
Definitely.
All right. Well, you got to come out and see them all. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. That's going to do it for us right here on WCRS. Make a wish. Be part of a wish right there at Greenwood Community Theater. Bye-bye, everybody.